hasn't happened since January of last year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow has dropped below 30,000. It's plunging 830 points. The NASDAQ is off by 466, its lowest level since September 2020. In a return to selling the day after a rebound following the Fed's big interest rate hike to fight inflation, 9 in 10 people surveyed in a new Fox poll say gas prices, which have dipped slightly the last couple of days, are a financial problem for them.
According to the Wall Street Journal, higher gasoline prices contributed to roughly 20% of May's 8.6% year-over-year inflation rate, because nearly all products are transported aboard trucks at some point. Those prices pass along to companies and ultimately to the consumer.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu at a shipping company in Jersey City, which is imposing a $250 fuel surcharge per delivery. In a few hours, House Democrats will again put former President Trump's post-election conduct on public display.
In the third public hearing this month, the Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot intends to make the case former President Trump pressured his vice president to reject electors on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Two Americans from Alabama, veterans from the Marines and Army, who went to Ukraine to help in the fight against Russia, are missing. Fox's Nate Foy in Lviv says the fear is they
may have been captured by Russian forces in Kharkiv, right outside Kharkiv. The U.S. State Department calls the report unconfirmed and says, quote, we are closely monitoring the situation and are in contact with Ukrainian authorities.
Abbott has shut down production of baby formula again at a plant in Michigan, this time because of a storm and flooding. That facility had recently reopened after being closed for months following a recall which led to a baby formula shortage. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says parents should not worry.
We'll have more than enough product to meet current demand.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Peyton Gendron is in a federal courtroom in Buffalo this morning. The white 18-year-old accused of targeting black shoppers in a supermarket shooting, killing 10 and wounding 3, is now facing federal hate crimes and firearms charges. He's already charged in New York with terror and murder counts. More migrants keep coming to America. Customs and Border Patrol reports they stopped 239,000 migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally last month, the most since the Department of Homeland Security was created nearly 20 years ago.
There were 199 Title 42 expulsions, representing only 42% of that total number, and there were a staggering 14,699 unaccompanied children here at our border in May. That is a 21% increase.
Title 42 is the Trump-era policy still in place, preventing some migrants from entering the U.S. for COVID reasons. Now, the Biden administration is trying to end that policy, leading to fears it would lead to a bigger border surge.
All those numbers we mentioned are just the migrants we know about. DHS sources telling me in the month of May alone, there were more than 50,000 known gotaways. And just since fiscal year 2021, there have now been 800,000 gotaways at our southern border. This, as the administration claims, they have operational control of the southern border.
Fox's Bill Malugin near Mexico in La Jolla, Texas. You know who has COVID? One of our leading COVID experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a Biden advisor who is still working while isolating, dealing with just mild symptoms. He testified at a Senate hearing this morning remotely.
Our current vaccines have maintained their effectiveness in preventing severe COVID-19. However, individuals who have received only their primary vaccine regimen have a greater likelihood of getting infected with the Omicron variant than with previous variants.
Though Dr. Fauci got COVID despite getting two booster shots. In the NBA, Game 6 of the Finals tonight. If the Golden State Warriors beat Boston again, they'll win the NBA title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.